Ah, the theme music can mean only one thing. The lights are down, the curtains are drawn. It's time for Movies with Michael. Good morning, Michael. How are you today?
Morning, Danny. Got a couple of fairly interesting movies today. Some of the subject matter is pretty heavy going, but I think it might be worth it.
I'll fade down this celebratory music then as we get a little bit serious here.
Yeah, both these films are directed by women. I'll start with one that comes from New Zealand. This one's called Millie Lies Low. It stars Anna Scotney, Gillian Nguyen, Chris Alosio, Rachel House. And it's directed and co-written by a woman called Michelle Saville in her feature film debut. She co-wrote the film with Eli Kent. Anna Scotney plays Millie. Millie's life is just beginning. She's on the plane to New York from Wellington to start an architecture internship at a prestigious firm. She's the pride of her university and friends. She's got everything going for her, you think?
Why is there a but coming up?
But then she has a panic attack as the plane is about to depart. Of course, she's left back on the ground in Wellington. But then does Millie make the rational decision to go and seek some counselling? Of course not.
Of course not.
Millie starts down a road of bad decisions on top of lies, followed by deception, followed by more lies and deception and more bad decisions. Don't be fooled by the trailer of this film if you happen to have seen it. Millie Lies Low isn't really a comedy. Whilst there are some vaguely amusing sequences where Millie attempts to perpetuate the fiction that she has made it to New York using items like flour and a map of the New York subway and some digital wizardry and trickery to create an Instagram presence there. That's about as funny as it gets. The novelty of Millie's desperate cunning soon wears off as we realise we're watching someone having a complete mental breakdown who's either unwilling to admit that they need help or doesn't really know how to ask for it.
Yeah.
There's also an awkward subplot involving Millie's mother, played by Rachel House, and her unsettled childhood that kind of attempts to explain Millie's mental fragility, but I think it just muddies the waters a bit in this one. It doesn't really explain a lot. The highlight of this film for me was definitely Anna Scotney's performance. She really does pain and confusion and panic really, really well. If you've ever gone through anything like Millie goes through in this film, you can really, really relate. Millie Lies Low, it has its moments, but you'll definitely need a pickup after watching this film.
Well, I'm glad that even despite all of the heavy material, we were able to still get a pun in there, Michael. What else did you say?
I'd really do my best. I saw a movie called it's called She Said, because this is another film directed by women, written by women too. It stars Carey Mulligan and Zoe Kazan. Patricia Clarkson pops up in this one. Andre Brower from Homicide: Life on the Street and Brooklyn Nine-Nine, one of my favourite TV actors, also shows up. Jennifer Ehle and Samantha Morton are also in this, as well as Ashley Judd. This one's directed by Maria Schrader. She's a German actor-director. Some of you might remember her from the Deutschland short TV series. There was Deutschland 83, Deutschland 86, and Deutschland 89.
Oh, yeah.
So you might have seen her in that. Anyway, this film is based on the New York Times investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct in Hollywood by journalists Jodie Kantor, played by Kazan, and Megan Toohey, played by Mulligan. Sexual misconduct was in the news a bit in the US in 2016 and 2017, as it appeared to have absolutely no influence on the election of Donald Trump to the US presidency in 2016. And yet it did bring down people like Bill O'Reilly and Roger Ailes at Fox News the following year. Rumours were there was a very big fish in Hollywood who'd left a trail of broken women and careers behind him. This fairly strong but straightforward journalistic procedural, because that's pretty much what She Said is very much in the tradition of Spotlight and All the President's Men. It follows Toohey and Kantor's efforts to come up with a watertight piece on serial lech Harvey Weinstein, who's actually back in the news again, I think for various unsavoury reasons. Finding women who Harvey Weinstein had abused wasn't that difficult. There were many, many, many women. But actually getting them to speak on the record was, and this is the main thing that comes up in the film, there was also the problem of Weinstein's legal team constantly obfuscating and subtly harassing witnesses and whatever. And our two journalists constantly feel like they're under the eyes of Weinstein's people throughout the film. And look out for some harrowing performances by Samantha Morton and Jennifer Ehle as former Weinstein assistants Zelda Perkins and Laura Madden, who did eventually have the courage to go on the record. And in a really weird part of this film, Ashley Judd pops up playing herself. But what's kind of odd about it is she struggles to play herself. She's obviously saying things that she said to these two journalists, but somehow it seems a bit outside of herself when she's saying it. It's really quite an odd performance to watch in this film. I'm scratching my head about that.
Yes, the blurring of fiction and reality, or not so much fiction, but sort of movie content and reality there through Ashley Judd playing herself. That's really quite a weird thing, isn't it?
Yeah, she's playing herself and she's saying words that she actually said, but somehow just doesn't look natural saying it. Of course, Mulligan and Kazan are highly engaging and watchable as Tui and Cantor. I just wonder if one day maybe their names will come as revered as Woodward and Bernstein, but who knows, you know, they're men. This film has some particular elements that the Academy loves when awards roll around, you know, long-term wrongs, being righted all in 2 hours, the scandal being uncovered by dogged determination, and of course there's the Hollywood navel-gazing that the Academy loves, though this time it's kind of a bit sordid, and maybe we're gazing just a little bit lower than the navel. If you only follow the story superficially at the time, you'll probably find She Said enthralling viewing. But if you followed it a little bit more closely, it still is a pretty good summary of events. She Said, it says a lot. It speaks softly and carries a big stick.
Michael, thank you so much for joining us with Movies with Michael. That Zoe Kazan there, so might win more silverware for the Kazan family there in the world of films.
Yeah, could well do.